My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe the Disney novice just thinking about or currently planning your first trip to Walt Disney World and you think that Disney Springs is their own brand of mineral water, well, then this definitely is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, Steph tells me why she loves Walt Disney World so much.
It's honestly all the Mickey Mouse shit. Things, it's all just the magical atmosphere of it. It just feels like you've been transported to another world.
Also, going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, get the latest news from the parks, and if you're heading over to Orlando, well, we've got everything you need to know that's going on right now. And make sure you keep in touch. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, we haven't done a Q&A for a while. But if you do have any planning questions, anything that's on the back of your mind, anything you want to know, maybe advice, then give me a shout. Pod Magical, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, either DM me or just send me a tweet, whatever. Rachel sent me this message last week, actually. I think we're a bit too late for Rachel on this, but maybe this will be advice that might come in handy at some point. Rachel was planning to go to Mickey's Christmas party and it was due to thunder all day. Any solutions or suggestions? Well, I actually was obviously over in Walt Disney World a couple of weeks ago, and on the first Christmas party, the heavens opened. It was horrendous. I was watching the fireworks from the Contemporary Hotel. Thankfully, luck was in my way that I booked a table reservation for California Grill that night. Otherwise, I'd have been at the first Christmas party and it would have gone wet. And I think they didn't actually do one of the parades. They had the replacement parade. So yeah, it's not great when it's raining. But you know, you paid $100, you want to rock on through with it. Suggestions I have, if you're going to watch the parade, this could be for any day that it's raining, find somewhere that's got a bit of shelter. Over at Frontierland, where the parade starts, there's a few places where you can kind of like watch under a little bit of shelter, like under a canopy. And also that's slightly raised. I watched the Halloween parade from there. So that's quite a good place to watch it. Over on Main Street, there's a couple of porches that you might be able to stand in and watch it. Just find somewhere to shelter. As for the fireworks, a little bit more tricky because you want to see the castle and it's all a bit open. Maybe you could stand underneath a tree, or maybe if you want to pay out and do the fireworks dessert party with viewing from Tomorrowland Terrace, that's undercover, but that's going to set you back another $100, and you've already paid $100 anyway for the Christmas party. Get a poncho and rock on. I think that's the only thing. Try and not let it ruin your night. I know, but you think, well, I am at Walt Disney World, and you know, if Mickey's going to get wet, then I'm going to get wet as well. Also, Alice sent me a message, wants to know about the dining plan. They've got the quick service dining plan. Is it possible you can combine some quick service credits and use them as a table service credit? Al, no, you can't, unfortunately. A table service credit is a table service credit. A quick service is for a quick service. However, if it comes to the end of your holiday and you've got loads of quick services left, you can use your quick services for snacks. One quick service equals three snacks, but that's the only way of combining it. Or maybe sometimes at a restaurant, if you have got a quick service but you want something else, I mentioned this on last week's podcast, this is one trick that I picked up last week. So for example, at breakfast, if you don't want to get a meal and a drink, you can swap your drink for a snack. So if you wanted to have an omelette, rather than having an omelette and a drink, you could have an omelette and a bagel, something like that. So there are ways around it if you've got quick service, but you can't upgrade really. You can only kind of like downgrade your credits. Any questions? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical is where you need to go to. And do you know what? If you love talking about Walt Disney World, like the guests that we have on the podcast, give me a shout. We're looking for new guests in 2020. If you listen every week and think, oh, I've got a favourite ride, I've got some great memories I'd like to share, get in touch. We'd love to get you on the podcast. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical. And that is what Steph did, and she's on the podcast this week. Steph, tell me what you love about Walt Disney World.
Oh, I know everyone says this, but I just absolutely love everything about Disney. It's just so magical. The tiniest little details, they've literally thought of everything, and also the food. I come from a family of food lovers, so the minute we are off that plane in Florida, I am dreaming about the food there.
What's usually the first snack you go for?
Probably one of the cupcakes. They have the most insane Mickey Mouse cupcakes and I love them.
Just give me the sugar. Give me the sugar as soon as I get off.
Everything dessert. I'm just absolutely obsessed with it.
All right. Well, I can't wait to get your restaurant recommendations in a bit. But first of all, tell me about the first time you went. When was the first time you went?
So the first time I went was all the way back in 2006. I was 12 years old and went with my mum and dad. I thought they were joking when they told me we were going to Disney, because it was just the dream holiday. And I thought, this is such a cruel joke. No, seriously, we're going. It was the best holiday. We did it the most budget-friendly way you could do it, because it was such an out-there holiday, but it was perfect.
So where did you stay first time you went?
It was on International Drive, because it was very, very close to Wet n Wild. And they also ran, I'm positive they ran free buses to Disney. And I think they may have also ran free buses to Universal as well.
Yeah, I think because the first few times I went, I stayed on International Drive. And there was like, it's one or two buses a day, isn't it? That you got to time it right and they take you to the parks just as it opens. So when was the last time you went to Disney?
It was 2018, so last year.
All right, you'd be thinking about another trip already.
Oh, we've already got it booked next year. So I think we're going July next year.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Yes, very hot. But my brother-in-law is a teacher, so we're limited to when we can go.
Yeah. So will you be staying on Disney, or are you back on International Drive when you go next? Next year?
No, we'll be staying in Old Key West in Disney.
Tell me your favourite Walt Disney World memory then, Steph.
So my dad, so the first time we went, I was 12 years old, but I was obsessed with trying to get as many characters' autographs as possible. And my dad thought it was hilarious for him to convince me that I could try and catch one of the characters out and get them to talk to me. He'd be like, elbow me in the side, come on, Stephanie, like, get Chip and Dale to speak to you, tell them where you're from, ask them where they're from. So he would be giggling at the side as I was trying to get all the characters' autographs for me to get them to speak to me.
And he didn't. But I can have full-on conversations with Chip and Dale.
Yeah, exactly. Last time when we went, full-on conversation with Mickey Mouse and my 10-month-old niece, and neither Mickey Mouse or my niece could speak, so...
So what were they talking about?
Oh, we were just smiling away, getting Georgia to kiss his nose. And it was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, that sounds adorable. So when it comes to the parks, then, have you got a favourite thing? Either a show or an attraction or a ride or a parade?
So my favourite ride, and also feel really bad about this, I love the Tower of Terror.
This seems to be number 2019's favourite ride.
It's such a weird ride for me to like, because my whole life I've been terrified of lifts. A lift breaking down has been my number one nightmare. So when I went with my mum and dad the first time, I refused to even go near the ride. I was like, I am not going anywhere near the Tower of Terror. But the next time, it was one of my boyfriend's favourite rides. So he said, no, we're definitely going on it. You're not wimping out on it. And I just feel so guilty because it was so much fun. And I stopped my mum and dad from going on it.
Oh, no. A lot of people do this. They go, no, I can't go on that ride. I will never go on that ride. And they'll do it for the first time. They'll get off it and they'll just get back in the queue and just want to do it again.
Yeah, it's just so much fun. It's just the atmosphere of it. And I love that it changes ever so slightly every time. It's just... It's so good.
You never know what you're going to get, do you, with that?
Yeah, and I just love that when you can feel the heat just before the doors open and you know you're about to drop.
I like the bit where you can just see over the park.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, the more you just kind of like start looking for things, going, oh, I can see that over there. So have you got a favourite place to stay then, either in Disney or any of Orlando?
To be honest, Old Key West is just so magical. I couldn't believe it when I first walked in, because I just kind of expected a Disney hotel to just be like a regular hotel. But it's honestly all the Mickey Mouse shaped things. It's all just the magical atmosphere of it. It just feels like you've been transported to another world. I didn't think it was possible to take the same magic of the parks into the hotels. It's just a surreal experience.
And Old Key West, that's kind of like another holiday in itself, isn't it? Because it's not in your face Mickey Mouse Disney, but it's still got that kind of like relaxing theme to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's just really, really chilled out, really casual. They've got lots of like nice greenery everywhere. It's so beautifully kept. And I'm almost positive, I'm not a golfer myself, but I think they have a golf course on it.
Yeah, I don't think it's far from the golf course. It's very near to Disney Springs, isn't it, Old Key West? So they got the boat that takes you to Disney Springs.
Yeah, because that's another one. It's just so pleasant. It's so nice. You just get the boat over and you're in Disney Springs. It doesn't take long either. It's great.
So as a foodie then, you say you like to go to Walt Disney World for food.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favourite restaurant?
I've got a couple of favourites.
Go for it.
I would recommend nearly any restaurant in Epcot. But my top favourite one is the Brown Derby in Hollywood Studios.
I have never eaten there.
So it was just such a surprise booking. We had we were booked in somewhere else and we were trying to, because we were in Hollywood Studios, and we just thought, we can't be bothered leaving the park to go a million miles away. So we thought, what's the only place that's available tonight? And there must have been a last minute cancellation at the Brown Derby. So we just booked in, didn't really know much about it. And the service was unreal. The cocktails were unreal. Food, so good. Just everything about it.
Did you have the Cobb salad?
No, I didn't.
Apparently that's the famous thing to eat though, isn't it? The Cobb salad.
If I go back, I'll definitely be trying that.
Try the Cobb salad. And how much, what was the price like in there? They're pretty reasonable? Because I know it's 2 credits on the dining plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were on the dining plan. So I don't have much of a concept of the prices.
But worth 2 credits.
Yeah, definitely worth the 2 credits.
Now, I know you've also got some top fashion advice on what to wear in the parks. So we'll get that from you next after we've checked in the latest news now. In fact, let's start with the big Disney news for this weekend. You might have already seen it by the time you've heard this, but Frozen 2 opens at cinemas today, which is Friday the 22nd of November. And coincide with that, there's a slight twist to the Frozen meet and greet with Anna and Elsa over at Epcot. They have got their new Frozen 2 costumes on as from this weekend. Other news from around the parks, it's been confirmed that the Epcot International Festival of the Arts returns for 2020. That will kick off on the 17th of January for 39 days right through to the 24th of February next year. Also, if you've got tickets to Early Morning Magic at Magic Kingdom, this is where it gets you in the park a little bit earlier. You need this ticket. It's an extra ticket on top of your normal ticket. It gets you entrance to Fantasyland. It's quite a queue. You get to go on things like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Peter Pan a little bit easier. You get breakfast. But also, because it's the 70th anniversary of Cinderella, there are some extra meet and greets. So the two little mice in Cinderella, they'll be there along with the sisters and also the fairy godmother and Prince Charming, who are doing some special meet and greets just during those early morning hours over at Magic Kingdom. And finally, the big news this week, are you looking forward to a new attraction at Hollywood Studios? I'm not talking about the new Star Wars attraction that opens in a couple of weeks. I'm talking about next year, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Mine Train that opens at the Chinese Theatre. This seems to have been taking a long time to get this up and running, but last week, for Mickey's 91st birthday, a new poster has been revealed. And if you want to have a look at that poster, check us out on socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical. We got Steph on the podcast this week, big Walt Disney World fan. In fact, you know what to wear when you go to the parks. We'll get that advice in a minute. But I want to find out who the big planner is in your family. Did you say it was your dad?
I'd say we're a bit of a... We plan and plans change constantly. It was one that was always a topic at dinner is, okay, so this is the plan for tomorrow. Do we stick with this? Do we change that? But it is more of a group effort, because my sister-in-law has been listening to some Disney podcasts as well, looking for recommendations.
Oh, right. So she's picking up the tips.
Yep. I'm getting tips from yourself and she's getting tips from other sources too.
So what's your tips that you would have for other people and that you've given to her? Have you got any good tips?
Oh, planning tips. I would say I've got planning tips and then I've got general maintenance and daily life at the park tips.
All right, then grab your pen.
Planning tips is don't get too stressed out about the planning, because I feel like it would be very difficult to not enjoy yourself at Disney. And I do think some people get a little bit stressed out with thinking, okay, I have to do absolutely everything whilst I'm there. And you're just never going to do it. Don't get too stressed out about it. Do everything that you can. And if you miss something out, don't worry about it. Like, there's always a chance to go back. So that's my planning tip. Like, plan ahead, try and make the most of the holiday, but don't make it too strict. Be flexible with it. Just have fun.
And what was your other tips?
Clothing wise, my top tip, because obviously the heat and the humidity in Florida is insane, I wear gym clothes to go to the parks.
Gym clothes?
Gym clothes.
So you're ready for a spin class when you're going to Space Mountain?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I could easily walk out the park, go straight to a spin class. Gym shorts on, sports bra on, gym tops on, because they're all really breathable. So they're just really, really comfortable to wear. I even wear trainers all day, because you're just doing that much walking, that much standing in queues. I just couldn't handle being in sandals.
And I tell you what, a sports bra on some of those bumpier rides, you'll be thankful.
An underwire bra is maybe not the comfiest of things. So sports bra, gym socks, gym clothes, the whole way. It's the way to go.
Is there anything else you like to do outside Disney in Orlando? Have you visited any other theme parks or any shopping or anything like that?
We always hit the outlet malls, especially my boyfriend and brother-in-law, they like their designer clothes, so we always go to the outlet malls.
Right, do you go to both of them? Because there's two, isn't there? There's one near Disney and there's one near Universal.
I think we do go to both, because actually, yeah, because we went to two separate ones, so we must have hit both just to, I think it is the same company, but they have slightly different shops. And we love Universal as well, because we really enjoy the rides.
Oh, you're a bit of a thrill seeker as well.
Yeah.
Anything you don't like about Walt Disney World that you would change?
The humidity.
Especially if you're going in summer, yeah.
Yeah, especially because we need to go like July time. It's so, so warm.
Yeah, it's like you say, if you're restricted to school holidays.
Yeah.
You've no choice but to go when it's really hot. And do you find it's quite busy in July?
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard to find a quiet day. I mean, even the quiet days, you'll still be queuing somewhat.
Yeah, I suppose earlier on this year when there was almost a hurricane, that was pretty quiet, but for obvious reasons.
Yeah, no.
So your next trip is next year?
Yes, really excited about it.
What's on your list for restaurants to go to? Back to Brown Derby?
Definitely back to Brown Derby. And we, from the podcast, because everybody's been talking about the Sci-Fi Diner, that's on my list because we've not been there before.
It's very burger and chipsy, but it's quite a good experience.
Yeah, it just looks really fun because I've seen it on like American movies, like the drive-through cinemas. It just looks,
yeah,
it looks really cute and really fun. So I think it'll be a good one. And Dinner in the Castle, we really want to try and get that. That's first on the priority list.
All right, that'll be the one you have to get. Since your restaurant windows open, book it for towards the end of the holiday just to make sure there's some good availability. Don't book it during the fireworks. That was a mistake that I made. But if you want to eat at Cinderella's Royal Table, are you on free dining plan again?
Yeah, we're going dining plan again.
Yeah, always saves a fortune, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's great for souvenirs as well, because it's almost impossible to eat all the snacks.
Yeah, bring all the goofy sweets back.
Yeah, definitely. It's the best souvenirs.
Definitely. Well, it'll be here before you know it.
I know, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Stephanie, lovely talking to you.
Yeah, it was great speaking to you. Thanks for having me.
And have a magical day.
Yay, thanks.
If you are about to head over to Walt Disney World or you're about to jump on the plane to Orlando, going to be a busy week this week because this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving. So a lot of people take most of the week off, actually. So especially next weekend is going to be very busy. But then the weekend after that, you'll find it completely different. The crowds will drop. It's a good time to go the week after Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving Thursday, expected to be busy. Then it's going to be quiet for the second week. There's quite a lot of places around Walt Disney World as well that will do special Thanksgiving Day meals. Weather-wise, it's going to be cold at night. It's quite fresh during the day. It's quite nice during the day. It can be quite warm. Definitely take your spirit jersey for night times. As soon as it goes dark, starts getting a little bit chilly. There's a lot of things going on. Obviously, Christmas has arrived at Walt Disney World, although most of this coming week, there will be no Mickey's Christmas party at the Magic Kingdom. That's because of Thanksgiving, because the crowds are so big. It's just a general week. So there is one this coming Monday, which is sold out, but then there isn't one until the week after. So you will get to see Happily Ever After every night. But in terms of Christmas parties, none this week. And then the following week, it's all back. And then Christmas really kicks in, because Christmas kicks in at Epcot after next weekend. This weekend is the final weekend of the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. And then the Festival of the Holiday starts, which means all four parks have got Christmas happening everywhere. Hollywood Studios, where they have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, and the projections on the Tower of Terror at night. Over at Animal Kingdom, they've got those gorgeous lanterns, and the Tree of Life comes to life at night with some magical Christmas scenes on it. And there's those beautiful animal puppets that roam during the day. Even Pandora, even the people who've come from Earth to live in Pandora, they put some old school Christmas decorations up there as well. And then Epcot, and everywhere is going to be Christmassy. You've got the Christmas tree trail at Disney Springs. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because we did a podcast on this a couple of weeks ago. If you go back a couple of episodes, we've got a Christmas top five that fills you in with everything that's going on at Walt Disney World over Christmas. So make sure you listen to that one. Make sure you like and subscribe as well. And make sure you give us a 5-star rating. We love a 5-star rating, mostly because it makes it easier to find for people who are looking for Walt Disney World podcasts. So, you know, give us a shout on socials and stuff. But if you give us a 5-star review, it does make it easier to find. It gives it that extra push. And of course, if we read out your name during one of our podcasts, if you've given us a 5-star review, then we will send you some Most Magical Podcast on Earth stickers. They're exclusive. The only way you can get them is to win them by giving us a 5-star review, which AWT did, who said, "Mickey Magic, 5 stars. I just love Walt Disney World and all the Orlando theme parks. Listening to this podcast puts a smile on my face." Give me a shout, DM me, and we'll get some stickers sent out for you. Give us that 5-star review if you're listening over on Apple Podcasts. Andy's top tip of the week this week, I'm going to leave you with this. Now, this kind of contradicts everything that this podcast is about, but I'm going to tell you something that you'll go, "What? What are you saying?" Okay, top tip of the week this week is wait in line for some of the popular attractions. Now you're thinking, hang on, we have Fastpass Plus. We're booking Fastpasses 2 months in advance, so we don't have to wait in line. The thing is, though, some of the line queues, some of the standby queues are brilliant. The Peter Pan queue at the Magic Kingdom, you like, you go through Peter Pan's bedroom and you go see Nana and stuff like that. You'll see that. And you miss that in the Fastpass queue. Same at Pandora. If you're queuing up for Flight of Passage, you'll miss a lot of the stuff in there. So if the queue's not too long, say it's 30, 40 minutes, just get in line. Just embrace the queue at least once. So top tip of the week this week is queue for some rides at least once. Of course, if you've got any top tips or you want to come on the podcast, give me a shout. Make sure you follow us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical. That is the same place to go if you want to be a guest on the podcast. We're looking for guests in 2020. You want to come on and share your memories and share your top tips of Walt Disney World. I just love chatting to you. Give me a shout. We'll get you on next year. Don't forget, we've got regular podcasts, though, every Friday right through to the end of 2019. So make sure you've hit that subscribe button if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, catch up with everything, and we're back next Friday with a brand new podcast. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.